Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2017 College to Pro Players Platform Show. We are on location down at St. Pete's Beach at the Shrine Game. It's one of the top opportunities for collegiate prospects to kind of come down and show their thing. With that said, Javancy Jones, the Jackson State standout linebacker, is down here. And you've been making plays the last couple of days. What's it like to kind of get back into the groove of playing football again?
It feels good. After my last game at Jackson State, I never knew if I was going to have another chance to put on my pads again. So just to put them back on and get back to playing, it feels great.
Nice. For you, I mean, have you kind of always been a little bit better than the other guys growing up?
Well, to be honest with you, no.
No?
I had to put in work grinding when the light is off, grinding when nobody else around. And so, you know, I just knew that I wanted to be great, and so I had to put work in. Still not great yet. I'm still working to be great. And, you know, just trying to be a better person.
Nice. For you, I mean, kind of talk about how you kind of find yourself at that linebacker position. I'm sure you kind of played probably both sides of the football in high school, but kind of how did you kind of evolve in that position and kind of grow into the guy we're talking to now?
Well, to be honest with you, I started off on defense. Well, really, I started off on O-line.
Okay.
So after a while, you know, I ended up dropping weight, and I had to find me a new position. So I'm like, I had a lot of growing up, you know, you have a lot of anger built up,
yeah.
And the best way to take it out, why not hit somebody legally? And so, you know, I get to hit somebody between the Wilson, Jerry Lee, all that, and so I was like, I'm a defensive guy.
And then the rest is history. I mean, I ask you this question, because sometimes it does get lost in translation a little bit. When you leave high school, you might be labeled as just an athlete, or you get there and they want you to change positions. When you arrived at college, did you know you were going to be a linebacker?
To be honest with you, yes, but the crazy thing about it, my first year I was a DN.
There you go.
I was a 205-pound DN trying to play down in the trenches, you know. I made my plays when they came, but you know, I had a rough time. So, you know, so college is crazy. Then they finally just moved me to linebacker. You know, I've been feeling love ever since.
Nice. Then what do you weigh right now?
Right now I'm 245.
Nice, too. That's terrific size. So as you grew, they said, you know what, you're 245, man. Now you're too small for defensive end? Or did somebody kind of emerge on the team where they could put you where you needed to be?
Well, once they actually seen the speed and seen I could actually cover and just play in the open area, they were like, man. And my coach really liked my IQ of the game.
Okay.
So even at DN, I was the one that made adjustments, made the play calls and all that. So he was like, I could see the formation quicker and better from back off the ball. And so, you know, it's playing out perfect.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Javancy Jones here on the C2P, the Jackson State standout, kind enough to talk with us as he makes his path towards the next level, and that's the 2017 NFL Draft, where he hopes to hear his name called and find out where he'll land in the National Football League. Is it kind of surreal just kind of being down here and talking with teams and knowing that you're so close to probably a childhood dream?
Yes, sir. You know, coming from a small school, I don't know when the last time we had somebody to play in this game here. So just coming from a small school and just knowing that I get a chance to put my talents against other schools. All scouts, they tell me, you know, we just need to see you play against some bigger competition. And so now I'm here, and then I get a chance to learn from NFL coaches, learn from other players also, and I'm just trying to grasp all the information and just use it down the line.
Yeah. You know, you kind of talked about it. You weren't sure that this might be your last game when, you know, Jackson State, and then you got the invitation. Where were you, you know, and how'd you find out that you were coming to the Shrine Game?
To be honest, I've been training ever since the last game. I've been putting in work for my pro day. That was my main mindset. Just show up and show out on pro day. So to be honest with you, I signed with my agent about a week before I knew about this game. And I just was laying down. By 7 in the morning, I get a call. Javon, I got some good news. I'm like, I'm barely woke. I'm like, okay, let me hear it. And like, you know, you just got invited to the East-West Shrine Game, one of the biggest games in the nation. So I was like, okay, thank you, appreciate it. Like, you're not excited. I was like, I like, you know, I'm just chilling. I just woke up, and so, you know what I'm saying? But once I actually just woke up and seen what the opportunity that was in front of me, and, you know, I had just started thanking God for this blessing because, you know, it's surely a blessing.
You didn't go back to sleep after that, I assume?
No, sir. No, sir. I was turned up. I was calling people, calling my mama, my daddy, my brother, friends, coaches, everybody. I was so excited.
Nice. And you mentioned your agent. Now, who'd you sign with?
Zaradi, Michael Chalala.
Nice. And what did he bring to the table where you kind of knew this was going to be a perfect fit for you? Because I'm sure probably the phone rang a lot.
Yes, sir. You know, brotherhood. Is when they come down to it, explain it to me. It was more than about money. It was more than about doing this, doing that, about us being brothers, being a family. I can always count on him whenever I'm going through something. I call him. He actually say I don't call him enough. I try to handle some stuff on my own, and you know, he's a hustler. You know, he's out here now with me. Every drill, he right there beside me, encouraging me, helping me with this, helping me with that. You know, and I see him hustling for me, talking to different scouts, and just putting that work. And you know, that's all you can ask for. Somebody that's gonna actually put your name in scouts' ears, and that's exactly what he's doing for me.
Excellent stuff. And you know, you mentioned his name, and I know Mike, and like I said, he does hustle. I mean, he's a guy that grinds heavy.
Yes, sir.
I know we spoke earlier about Robert Porter,
your
former teammate. Now that I come to know that he represents both you guys, and I remember, I mean, he called me, and he was talking his tail, and he still is. He was asking me about it the other day.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
If you got to get Porter in the CFL, what can you do? And I'm like, man, I'm trying. I love this kid,
which I do.
And I want him to be there. What do you think makes you special? I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts right now, I mean, what do you think is going to stand out on tape? I mean, what are those traits of the position that you bring where, I mean, you react well, solid tackle? I mean, kind of take us through what you think you kind of nail down.
Well, to be honest, with versatility. I could play from the outside backers to the DN to the middle linebacker. I could play it all. I could rush. I could drop in coverage, you know, sideline to sideline, and every special team. I could contribute on every special team. So that's the first thing I'm going to break down to them, you know, versatility. I played in every defense. I had 4 DCs in 4 years at Jackson State. So
wow.
I played in a 4-2-5, 3-4, 4-3-3-3-5. So, you know, versatility is a main factor. And you know, my knowledge of the game. I watch a lot of film. I break down a lot of film. And half of the time before the offense, once I see that formation, I know what play finna come. I throw it in, my teammates know. And, you know, I just react and go make the play.
Nice, nice. Does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this because, I mean, you've spent a couple days with scouts, so you probably have found out things about yourself that you didn't even know because that's how far they dig. But what positive thing about Javonsi Jones that they need to know about that film may not appear? I mean, you mentioned your game film study. We could say leadership qualities, maybe the defense you ran where, you know, if they want you to blitz, you can't coverage. If they want you to drop in coverage, you can't blitz. I mean, anything?
To be honest with you, a lot of stuff not being seen on tape, my leadership skills.
Yeah.
I'm a vocal leader. I made sure I was a captain all 4 years.
Wow.
Freshman captain and so on. And so, you know, I actually take pride in getting my team together, sticking together as a family and being up for each other. That's the first thing I tell them. You know, we got one mind, one mission. We all in this thing together. And so that's all I'm striving for. I want everybody around me to eat, to succeed.
How do you arrive on campus and you become a freshman, a captain, man? That's just awesome.
Yes, well, I left my hometown a week after I graduated and went straight to Jackson State. And when I got there, I was all about working out and my grades. I ended up being a valedictorian of my summer bridge class and all that. And so the coaches there was like, they said, I don't act like a freshman. And in my head, you know, I was a freshman, but in my head, I had a mission. I had something I had to accomplish. I was trying to get a degree, and I was trying to make sure my mom and them had food on the table. So my whole mindset was like, my coach always told me growing up, don't let football use you, you use football. And so that was my mindset.
Man, I tell you what, that's impressive. I mean, I've been doing this show a long time, and I don't know if anybody's ever gone 4-for-4, man.
Yes, sir.
And just what you're bringing to me is just scouts are going to love talking with you. And obviously they know what you do on film. And when they get the opportunity to sit down and see how dedicated you are, see, I'm getting giddy myself.
Yes,
I told you, some about Jackson State, guys. And I don't say that. I've done like 20 shows today. And, you know, there wasn't like, oh, Auburn Tiger guys get me excited. I don't ever say that because, you know, it's just another show. But Jackson State guys, they must do something at Jackson State where they make these kids hungry and just kind of make them diligent to the process, man. Or just
swag,
craving
the
it.
Swag. Yeah. A lot of these players at these big schools, they don't realize exactly what they got in front of them, how grateful they should be. And they have a lot, but at the swag, you got to work for every little thing you get.
Yeah.
Just to make it to a game like this, you gotta put up big numbers. You just, like, I look at other conferences' stats, I'm like, man. So you tell me all I need is 3 sacks and 20 tackles, then I'm going first round. I'm like, man. But coming out of the swag, you can have the best stats in the nation, and you still, you know, undrafted, won't even make a camp. So, you know, the swag just teach you a lot, just to grind.
Excellent stuff. Javonte, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anyone that you kind of pattern yourself after that's at the next level?
Well, a lot of people compare me. They compare me to Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Just by my demeanor and my passion for the game.
Which is an impeccable, awesome comparison,
yes,
right? Yeah.
Like, the whole game, I'm excited. I'm hyping everybody up when something bad happened. I'm going to get everybody mind off that. Let's go to the next play. And I just love the game of football. I just love doing it. Even if I wasn't playing, I just love to be around it. And so I also get compared to Khalil Mack because
versatility.
Yes, sir. Because he made All-Pro at 2 different positions. And it was the first time my conference, the SWAC, ever had an All-SWAC player at 2 different positions. All-SWAC linebacker and All-SWAC DN. And so they had started calling me Jeff Mack. And so, you know, I just was, yeah.
Cool stuff, huh?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's awesome, man. That's why I love doing these shows, because, you know, you kind of just said you look at stats, you know. I can go to Jackson State bio page, and I'm just going to see Javonte Jones, all swack, led the team in tackles. But you don't know the kid. You don't know what makes you tick, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, sir.
And getting the opportunity to come down here and kind of share some time with you. You know, you're a guy I'm going to be walking away very excited about.
Yes,
I can't wait to tell everybody in the world that they better get on board, because the Javonte Jones trade's coming.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's going to knock some people out. You know, you kind of talked about that SWAC level and playing against some of the big guys here. I mean, a little bit of chip on your shoulder?
Kind of, you know. Even if I wasn't from the SWAC, I could be at the same school they had, but
yeah.
I'm always have a chip on my shoulder because I know I got so much that I gotta do. And so, but the thing about it, I had big time offers.
Okay.
I had Duke, Penn, Stanford, Harvard, Vanderbilt. I had all of them schools. My mother just was given 3 months to live my senior year of high school. And so she just asked me to, my brother was currently going to Jackson State, and she wanted me, my brother, my sister to stick together because we all we got. And
okay.
So, on my signing day, I remember I had Duke University and Jackson State right there. And I had to go with what mama wanted to do. I went with Jackson State, and then, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, and then obviously your mom has got to see you guys all there. So,
yes, sir.
That's pretty touching stuff. Before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this is usually the question you guys like to answer the most. I think you guys, if I answered this question, asked this first, you guys would be like, is the show done? We're good. Female celebrities, Javonte. If you could bring out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Megan Good. Got to.
Yeah.
I love Megan Good.
It's all good with Megan. You know, what's funny is Beyonce's 1.
Yes, sir.
And then Rihanna's 2.
Yes, sir.
And then Laura London and Megan Good are always battling for the 3rd spot.
Yes, sir.
All franchise selections, right? I mean,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Yeah, I mean, there's
yes,
no,
all of them.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, this is like.
It's just
know,
somebody Megan Good.
yeah, but Megan's a beautiful young lady. This is a big hit or miss. Sometimes schools have a ton of them, and sometimes they do have none. We're talking nicknames. And in your locker room, who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Man, the most bizarre nickname we got, Duke-a-Duke. Duke-a-Duke.
Who was that?
He was a little walk-on kid. But he was a worker, though.
Yeah.
But he was a small, I don't know what they get that from. I just know that he just came in and he had said something round that sounded like they a country kid. So okay. A lot of people are, and they just started calling him Duke-a-Doo. So they say, hey, what up, Duke-a-Doo?
That's awesome, man. That's excellent stuff. And then the final question tonight, before we let you go, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and designs the cleats, puts the themes on them.
Right.
If you could have anything put on your cleats, what would you like?
Man, on the right cleat I have my little daughter face, and on my left cleat I have my mama face.
There you go. Yeah, I get that a lot. Week 13, the NFL allowed the NFL guys to wear fan cleats, and after the Steelers game, I covered the Steelers, and Artie Burns, their DB. He had his mom.
Yes, sir.
So you're right. You're right in the mindset of.
Yeah, gotta have my mom.
Having your two favorite ladies kind of covering you.
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff, man. I can't wait to see you move forward. Obviously, I know I've been seeing 51 rolling around on the field this week. So.
Yes, sir.
See, and I knew you were 51. Why? Because I'm writing Javancy notes down. So, and you know what the key part is? I think I have my notes in my backpack. I just write the numbers down.
Yes, sir.
I don't bring the rosters. Wins because I don't want to get captivated in thinking this guy is this guy.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? Because
yes,
like, this guy went to Alabama, so I should like him.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I just kind of like, I'm writing down 51. 51 doesn't do anything today? I'm not writing 51.
Yes,
now,
sir.
But I can promise you 51 is in my notes. And that 51 is our guest today here on the CTB. Javancy Jones, kind enough to join us. Hey, man, we always like to tell you guys, stay humble. Stay hungry and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, if you want more of this show, you can always check it out at iTunes, Block Rock Radio, or in the full bio at iTunes as well. Thank you for listening.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.